But this is a story of how when he was a young boy, he was left by his parents who went north into Texas to find work. He was left to be raised by his grandmother and his grandfather. When he was just a young little boy, they would go out to the train station there, because Saltillo was nothing more than a junction, really, at that time. And they would make stories up about the people on the trains. They would pretend that they knew who they were, where they were going, or where they might be coming from. And they would always wave to these people as they left the station. You know. As my father grew older, he reached the age of 12. He had a 16-year-old cousin who told him if they boarded this train headed north, they would find my father's parents in Texas. So at the age of 12, he did exactly that. He boarded this train. He left his grandmother and grandfather and went north in search of his parents. He made his way to San Antonio, Texas, where he had relatives. And it was there that they told him that his parents were in a little town called Luling, Texas. They were picking watermelons there. He was reunited with his mother, his father, and his sister, but found that his father was a very, very abusive man. He was a hard drinker, a gambler, and very violent to my father. So my father ran away again at the age of 16. He went west, ended up in a little town called Pittsburgh, California, and that's where he began his journey. And this is the song I wrote for my father. It was to be a 90th birthday gift. Since there's 12 kids of us and 12 children in our family, and 8 of us have become professional musicians, I thought that I would write a song cycle based on his life, and we were presented to him on his 90th birthday. And this is the first song that actually inspired a play called By the Hand of the Father. It's called Wave.
Thank you.
to the other side. The sun's not brighter here. Everyone's got golden hair. They went north, I went south, maybe east. Some left out, some are rich, some are poor, but everybody's got to wait. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, as I told you, 12 children growing up in San Antonio, Texas. This is too loud. Excuse me while I get. So 12 children, it was 1957 when my father told us we were going on vacation to California from San Antonio, Texas. We'd never been on a vacation before. We were very excited, never been to California, of course, never been outside of San Antonio. You know. So I think we had like a 51 Chevy sedan or something like that, a four-door, you know. And 12 children in that many in that small of a space is quite crowded, as you can imagine, you know. So I make jokes that there were kids tied to the roof and some on the hood, some out the trunk, and some just ran behind the car all the way to California, you know. And we lost a couple in Yuma, Arizona. But we made it to California, and California was a gorgeous place back in those days. You know, the water was beautiful, the waves were beautiful, the ocean was gorgeous and clean. The air was clean. It was a beautiful place to be. One day, my father was shaking hands with a man, and we suddenly owned a home in Huntington Beach, California, the surf capital of the world. You know, it's great. Now, the only thing that was strange about this whole trip is what was to be a vacation suddenly turned into a permanent vacation, because we suddenly not only owned a home in California, but we never returned to Texas to get our stuff in Texas. You know, we left behind the horse, the dog, pets, toys, friends, clothes, everything. Years and years of asking my parents why that transpired in the way it did led to years and years of stories that I won't call lies, but they're the kind of stories you tell your children when you just kind of want them to go to bed and not tell them the truth, I guess. Which led to years and years of therapy. And we all know that therapy is a drag and nowhere, right? Maybe we all don't, but I do. I know that I do. So I thought it might be cooler just to write a song about it, you know? So we wrote this song with my good friend Chuck Prophet. We wrote this song. It's about going back to a place that was once very warm and beautiful and suddenly is a little odd, and it's called San Antonio Rain. Like everybody's trying to sell me something I don't need. Might be a half pound of cocaine, quarter gram of Mexican weed. But the last thing I need is something that'll dull my pain. I'd walk from here to San Antonio just to taste the cool tongue of the rain. But the rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. Strong, I think I've felt enough of this. I asked the bartender for doubles. Bartender says I should quit. Once I could find a friendly face in every corner of this town. When you don't recognize a single soul, what's the use in hanging around? The rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. I put my finger to your pulse, you whispered something pretty in my ear. I just laid down to rest my eyes. When I woke up, there was nobody there. I hear the ocean calling, calling like a long lost friend. Think I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they'd let me in. The rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. No, 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 no. But I'm not sure they'd let me in. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Let's do a little rocket number here. We'll try to rock it as much as two people can. This is a song that kind of... I wrote this with Townes Van Zandt, Willie Nelson in mind. And it's just simply called I Was Drunk, all right? I was drunk, I was damned, I was wandering around my bed. I was drunk, I was damned, I was wandering around my bed. I called out your name. Called was exhausted. I was suffering from the altitude. I picked up your sound and lost it. Then I suffered from your attitude and called out your name. Called out your name. Called out your name. By the angels to be hung beside your picture, not allowed to feel, to touch, or hold, forever a prison to love, and call out your name. Call out your name. I was wandering around my bed. I was drunk. I was damned. I was wandering around my bed. I called out to them. Call out to them. Call out to them. Thank you very much. Billy Masters from New York City on electric guitar. Woo-hoo! Give it up for Billy, come on. Thank you very much. Let's do this song. Now this is about Austin, Texas, where I've been living for the last 40 years, I think, 30 years, something like that. When I moved to Austin, Texas, it was 1980. I was with a band called Rank and File. We had come from New York City. And we were looking for a place to learn about country music, you know. And so we ended up in Austin. And in those days, Austin, Texas was the kind of place where singers like Townes Van Zandt and Blaze Foley and those guys, you know, you'd see them on Saturday morning wandering around the streets looking for the guitars that they had misplaced from the night before, you know. It was that kind of place. It has changed drastically over the years, of course. Now over 1,000 people a week move to Austin, Texas. There's cranes everywhere. All the clubs that we used to play are gone. Artists can no longer afford to live in that city, you know. So it's not what it used to be. As I guess there isn't any place that is what it used to be, maybe. This is a song about that change, you know. It's called The Bottom of the World. It refers to Houston, Texas as the bottom of the world. I hope I'm not offending anyone from Houston. But if you've been there, I don't think you'd argue with that. Austin's changed, it's true. Show me what hasn't. Tonight the TV's throwing colors on the walls. As I watch the cities of the world reduced to ashes. From where I sit at the bottom of the world. Yeah, there used to be a phone booth down here on every corner. Used to call me up just to say my name. Oh, but now all anybody gets is a busy signal. No, you can't call home from the bottom of the world. She said, hey, newspaper boy, don't you think it's time you delivered? I said, say the word, your wish is my command. You know she ran me over like an 18-wheeler and dumped my body at the bottom of the world. Thank you. Austin's changed, it's true. Show me what hasn't. Tonight the TV's throwing colors on the walls. As I watch the cities of the world reduced to ashes. From where I sit at the bottom of the world. From where I sit at the bottom of the world. Thank you. Thank you very much. This song here is a tune about Mexico, not the Mexico that my father knew, but the problems that exist in Mexico today. It's called Sally Was a Cop. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Another foot deep, another day older. I used to be on top, but now I just roll over. I used to run hot, now I run a little colder. Psychopaths are dancing with each other. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Face in the ditches of Tecate. 35 bodies lying in the highway. Children forced to dig the graves of their fathers. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Oh. shot in the face in the ditches of Decatur. 35 bodies lying in the highway. Children forced to dig the graves of their fathers. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. Thank you. This song here is about a song that I know a lot of us are parents out there. I have a young son who's now 23, but when he was about the age of 8 to 10, I would say, I made the mistake of asking him what he thought of my music, you know? And his response was that it was old man's music, he said. And I said, surely you must mean like old-timey music, like country or blues or rock or something. He said, no, Dad, that's not what I meant at all. It's old music for old people, he said. So I found that to be a beautiful answer. It reminded me of someone I knew a long, long time ago, you know? And I encouraged my son to be very creative. And he has a band of his own now, which is kind of a... very interesting band. He's a kind of a noise rapper, hip-hop rapper, but with noise behind him. He's got a band, and they're called Slow Burn. And the interesting thing about his band, the very unique thing about his band, is that he's the only member of the band. So when they break up, it's very interesting to witness the breakup of Slow Burn, you know, and they have band meetings and things like that, you know, which is very curious. So the band consists of a drum kit with a broken down synthesizer on the tom, and he beats them to bloody hell, you know, and then he screams over that and raps over that, and every now and then in the words, in the verses, you can hear the words hate and father in the words, and it's a very beautiful, beautiful thing to witness as a father. Some kids have, you know, some people have Little League, I have that, you know, that kind of thing. So I wrote this song for him, and he really hates that I wrote a song about him, of course, you know. But I wanted to write a song encouraging him to be a creative soul, and that I love him no matter what, you know. And this is a song that came out of that. It's called Down in the Bower. Everybody's gonna feel some things they don't wanna feel sometimes. Yeah, I'd buy you a smile in a minute, but would you wear it if you had one moment to spare? Making a scene forever. down in the Bowery. I hope you live long enough to forget half the stuff they've taught you. Cause when it's all said and done, I hope you've got your own set of rules to hang on to. Yeah, I'd buy you a smile in a minute. Oh, but would you wear it? If you had one moment to spare, would you come down and share? Down in the Bowery. Hope you live long enough to forget half the stuff they've taught you. Cause when it's all said and done, I hope you've got your own set of rules to hang on to. Down in the Bowery. Down in the Bowery. Billy Masters on guitar. Give a big round of applause, everyone. As was revealed earlier, I was in a band called The Nuns a long time ago. And the Nuns were probably the worst band in the world, you know. We were making a movie about the worst band in the world, and since we couldn't play, we actually, that's how we became a band. We had no intention of becoming a band, but we thought we looked so cool that we could be a band, you know. And we were so horrible that we used to have to ask people to come up on stage and tune our guitars for us, you know.
That's awesome.
And thank God that punk rock came around, you know, and embraced us. And the only claim to fame the Nuns ever had was that we opened up for the last Sex Pistols show at Winterland. Right? Which is a somewhat of a feat, only that we survived it, I guess, and that we survived it. But shortly after that, the Nuns went to New York City, and we lived in the Chelsea Hotel. You know? And one day, down in the lobby, I came down into the lobby, and there was Johnny Thunders from the New York Dolls and Jerry Nolan from the New York Dolls. And Sid and Nancy, you know, Sid Vicious and Nancy Spongy. And they were checking in. And the night of the Sex Pistols show in San Francisco, most of the band, the Sex Pistols, had come and hung out with us, especially Sid came over to our house. And, you know, we stayed up all night. He liked baseball cards and crumpets and tea and stuff. So we spent the whole night talking about that kind of stuff, you know. And so I think when he saw me in New York, he was very happy to see me. And I think he thought I had more crumpets was the thing, you know. Anyway, they became my neighbors, and we all know what happened. It was a tragic love affair. And this is a song that I wrote about those days. It's called Chelsea Hotel 78. At 7:23rd, we came to live inside the mill. Everything we heard, the calls on their boss, cause they just love the rain. They comb their hair, the hair, and go addicted to the pain. Makes no sense, and it makes perfect sound. Yeah, now it makes no sound, and it makes perfect sound. Just another bar. The maps is Kansas City life makes everyone a star. And it makes no sense. Down, looked around, the dealer let us in. We thought he's a stackle, the knife, it was a joke. Don't know if he did what he said he did, nobody really knows. I stood on the sidewalk, now they busted through the door. In a white tuxedo jacket, cut, had him by charm. He loved to show off that thing, no one knows for sure. We know they found Nancy in her black underwear, dead on the bathroom floor, and it makes no sense. We'll be right back. Chelsea once at 7/23rd. We came to live inside the myth of everything we'd heard. The poets on their bar stools, they just love it when it rains. They comb their hair in the mirror and grow addicted to the pain. Makes no sense, and it makes perfect sense. You know it makes no sense, but it makes perfect sense. And we all moved out, we all moved on. You know we all moved out, and we all song for you I'd like to play for you, and this goes out to all of you here and everyone who participated in this beautiful event. This is really a great, great thing you got going on here. And I just want to let you know that I'm making a new record. I've been writing with Mr. Peter Buck from REM and Scott McCoy from REM, and we're writing a new album. It's almost done as far as the writing part of it anyway. We're going to record. We'll have a new album next year, and I hope we come back and see you guys here. And thank you so much for all your support, for all these years of hanging in there with me. I appreciate it very much. You know? So this goes out to all of you. It goes like this.
Yourself go every once in a while.
such a love show. Nobody gets hurt. How about some hand clap? Yeah, nobody gets hurt. You know, I could be an astronaut on the wrong side of the moon, or wrapped up like a baby on a bus home to you. Wherever I go, you go with me. But if I do you wrong, take the master's suite. I'll take the floor. You get your rest. Don't worry about me. Still be your lover, baby. Come on. Really some support here now. Come on. Mr. Billy Masters on guitar. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. We'll be at the merch booth if you want to say hi, or I'll sign something for you if you'd like. Thank you so much. Love you. Give a big round of applause to Billy, please.